Good day, guys. Welcome to another episode on the Wisdom Index podcast. I'm here with Irama, and today, I don't know, I think I'm still excited. Today was interesting. Today was very, 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 very interesting. Irama, what do you think?
I was asleep half of the time. I don't know. But from the update that you were giving me, and from the little that I was also able to watch, yes, very, very, very excited.
I'm clutching my chest. Did you just say you were asleep for the half?
I was sleeping. No, I couldn't keep up.
Well, maybe I have a headache for it, so I'm sure everybody's paying a price. Anyway, so I had to bring you the results and the in-betweens of match day two and the beginning of match day three as well. Yes, the World Cup, the games are the Spanish Mika in Spain. So ask FIFA. Some teams have played, some teams have decided who is going to the round of 16, and some groups are yet to decide.
So anyway, we are doing serious calculations. Finally, all the teams can see how Ghanaians suffer. When we are in tournaments, doing all of these kind of calculations just to see which scenarios will move your team through. So, finally, you can see
the permutations and possibilities I think they are out of this world, man. Is the one, especially the one I sent? When I saw it, I stared at it so much. I was like, yo, this doesn't make sense. Then I was like, oh. Like, who sat down to think
of... Whoever did that, I mean, that person maybe is very good at maths and has a lot of time and attention to detail, because how can you sit down and think, okay, if this team scores this team 2-1 and this one scores 1-0, then these two are going. If this happens, like, there were like more than 20 such scenarios. So
yes, and even for one scenario, is that if... Haiti, if England beats China by one and Haiti beats Denmark by one, there's still some permutation, like all three teams who are still under there somewhere, and they has to come down to like yellow cards. So I'm like, nah.
Yellow cards.
it might have to come down to yellow card, honestly, because I think at the end of the day, if it happens that way, if England wins by just one goal against China, and Haiti win against one guy against Denmark, that's little to decide the second. It will come down to, I'm sure it's come down to yellow card. So, because the goal difference will be the same.
That's crazy for it to come down.
And the head to head will not work for a lot of them. It's just weird. It's just weird, man. Anyway, so match day two, it came,
and it brought thrills.
It brought thrills. Colombia started off by beating South Korea 2-0. And in that middle, I watched the whole match. It was interesting. Korea could not figure out what to do till like in the 70th minute. But then it was too late, because the Colombians, it's like the ball is attached to their boots, like it's been glued. You can't take the ball off. Nah, it was serious. I mean, so their first goal came from a penalty by Usme. And then their second goal came from Linda Caicedo in the 39th minute. So both goals were in the first half. And Linda Caicedo is already today to making the airwaves. We'll get there anyway.
Since our birthdays are coming, please, I want a Linda Caicedo jersey from you. Thank you very much in advance.
No worries. I'll find a way to get to the jersey.
Thank you. Thank you in advance.
Since you've put me on the spot here.
Thank you. Thank you in advance. Now you have to. Thank you.
To find a way. Anyway, so the next game was another game that people didn't see come. Philippines beat New Zealand by 1-0. And me, when the game started, I actually thought that Philippines will score first. I saw that Philippines will score first, because they were playing like they haven't lost the game. And they played. And that one shot on target is that one goal. They had four shots, but that one shot on target was one goal. It was scored by Serena Bowden. And New Zealand lost. Just as New Zealand stunned Norway, they were also stunned by Philippines.
The stunner becomes the stunned.
Yeah, so that's what happened. And then Switzerland and Norway had a goalless draw. I think that's like the third or fourth goalless draw. That was like the third goalless draw in the competition so far. And then Japan beat Costa Rica by 2-0. So and Spain beat Zambia by 5-0. So in Group C, it's been decided that Japan and Spain have qualified because both Costa Rica and Zambia have lost 2 games. And Japan and Spain have won 2 games. So the last game is between Japan and Spain to decide who becomes the group leader. Yeah. So Japan's goals were scored by Naomoto and Fujino. Both goals were scored in the first half within 2 minutes of each other.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Spain came for Zambia. Abelera scored in the 9th minute. Jenny scored 2 goals in the 13th and the 78th minutes. And Redondo also scored 2 goals in the 69, 85th minute. But this game, after Redondo's game came in the 85th minute, I have to be honest, the Zambian keeper Sakala was very, very, very on point after that. She denied both Jenny Hermoso and Redondo their hat trick. She was everywhere. Making a lot of saves, or that she really did well. So, Zambia will be playing Costa Rica. Zambia has not scored any goal in this World Cup. And Costa Rica has also not scored any goal.
Zambia. That's all I have to say. Because what's going on? You have...
Oh, that's a big disconnect, man. It's not making sense.
Showed up to teams in the lead up. In your friendlies and they lead up to the games, and then at the real thing is like, you drop the ball. What's going on? It's just, I don't know.
It's not making sense. Not completely. It's not making sense. It's really not making sense. We don't know exactly what is happening. But one thing I have to say about their game with Zambia is, their game with Spain is, in the final third, they were not communicating. And in the final third, they were being too selfish because there are certain opportunities that Banda could have passed, right? But then again, I also don't entirely blame her because when the ball is played and she makes the run, there's no one in the box. So then,
I think that was even something that we said, we noticed in the first round. And even it's like that's how the team
in the first game,
usually set up. And so it makes it, I think, extremely difficult for Banda to like have to literally carry the attack. And if she's not getting quality balls and services as well, I mean, how is she supposed to, she cannot do, she can do something out of nothing, but at least the nothing, maybe the end should be there or something, then she can do the something out of the nothing, I don't know. Yeah. It's just
right in this game, the coach made an interesting substitution. He took my paper out in the first half and brought somebody else. And at least when the person came, they were moving the ball forward. The keeper had to make certain saves. But then it broke down again. I really don't know what is happening in the Zambia team. I really hope they will be able to get a goal at least before they pack their bags and come home. So Canada, Ireland. This was another game that I didn't see coming. I didn't see Canada winning this game, honestly, because watching Canada against Nigeria, they didn't really perform. And then when this game started to, they were not really performing. And McCabe's corner, she did corner to go. People, like, I remember last time I saw a corner to go. McCabe took a corner and he entered to the back of the net. Quickly, sharp. But unfortunately for them, before first half was over, Connolly scored herself. And then when they came back to the second half, Leon got the winning goal for them and Canada won the game. Now, Canada will have to play Canada's group. So Nigeria will be playing Australia, and Nigeria will be playing Ireland, and Canada will be playing Australia. So this is another group that is open. Whoever loses, probably pack your bags.
Yeah.
Because Australia was beaten by 3-2 by Nigeria. So that group is wide open. So anyway, since I've already mentioned of Nigeria and Australia, let's just talk about that game first, and then we'll go to the rest of the game. So the game started, Van Egmond scored the first goal, 45 plus 1 minute. And then Kanu scored the equalizer, 45 plus 6 minutes. And then that was the end of first half. And the second half came, and Ohale. So I think one thing people have not really noticed in this game is Ajibade was everywhere. She's the reason they scored almost all their goals. Let me say it like that, because the second goal, they had a corner and it was cleared, and Alozie headed the ball and she headed it back, and Ohale was able to score. Ohale also committed, because after that she was in the pool on the floor, wincing from pain for like minutes. Because Kennedy kicked her stomach, not intentionally anyway, but it was a good commit from the defender to score. Then they brought Asisat Oshoala in, then the stadium went crazy, shout. But as Oshoala came to, the game changed, and she scored a third goal. Mistake by Kennedy. I really think...
Oshoala listened to us. She listened to the episode, and she heard what we were saying.
I'm sure
not feeling her fire, so she was like, okay,
she brought the fire. I'm sure she took off the JC because of us, and that look at the end was like
exactly.
But I mean, taking off her shirt was epic. You see, US when they won the World Cup, I forgot the name of the player, she also took off her
Brandy Chastain.
That was really epic. That was really, really epic. I saw somebody merge the two pictures and put it there. Like, it's like, yo.
I also saw someone also add one of Kiera Walsh.
Yes. And she was. I saw that one too. Yeah. I mean, I think we need more of that. It'll be fun. It's fun. I mean, it was an epic goal. I mean, it was really...
It's in the moment, all of the emotions and all of those things running.
To be 3-1 up from a go down, they really did well. And then Alana Kennedy pulled one back for Australia, but it was too late. It was over by then. So yes, that group is very wide open, because now Nigeria have 4 points. Canada have 4 points. Australia have 3 points. Republic of Ireland has no point. So if you lose your last game, they're over. So another game people are looking forward to, United States and Netherlands. The tricks.
Final rematch?
Right, final rematch, yeah. The tricks and fouls and tackles of this game. Yeah. This game was also fun. Because Netherlands scored first from Gerrard in the 17th minute, and Lindsey Horan scored in the 62nd minute. I mean, the build up to this corner, I still remember it. Like the fight, the arguing in the box, the ref coming in before the corner was finally played. Whatever that was, it worked. It worked in favor of USA, and we're able to equalize. So that game ended. The one all draw. So now in that group, USA and Netherlands both have 4 points. Portugal has 3 points. Vietnam has 2 points. Now,
wait. If I was that was the one that Horan and
yeah, Dong were but going yeah, Van der Donk were and the ref had to come in.
The ref had to come in. When US scored the goal, we were like, Horan knew what she was doing.
Exactly. She knew what she was doing.
And then after they came to share a picture
they were hugging and kissing. Can you imagine?
Bro. That's why if you are fighting on their behalves, they are chilling together.
They are chilling. It's just in the heat of the moment. So yeah, Netherlands will be playing Vietnam. US will be playing Portugal. Now, if US does not win against Portugal, they are going home. Because Portugal has 3 points. Portugal has 3 points.
They should go. They should go home. Man, I'm tired of them winning everything. They should go home.
It will be the worst streak.
I mean, I'll be sad for the players and all of that. But I will not be sad. I mean, yeah, I'm still like a diehard USA fan, but it's okay. Let someone else win. Why?
They want to do 3 times in a row. Yeah, somebody else can take over.
It's
okay. So all United States needs against Portugal is a draw. Portugal need a win. Netherlands, I think if Netherlands even draws, they'll be fine. I mean, but Vietnam is also here to score in the World Cup. So maybe they can score. Then a game that broke my heart, Argentina to South Africa 2. This is a game that broke my heart. Because South Africa started so well, scoring in the first half from Linda Motalo, a goal that they thought was offside initially. But then Catalana timed her run so well that it was actually onside when VAR came in. Then they doubled their lead from Catalana in the 66th minute, which was from a beautiful pass from Seppo Senwe. And then it started to go downhill from there. Argentina scored in the 74th minute. And then Nunes scored in the 79th minute. 5 minutes within each other.
As for South Africa.
I don't have words.
So I went two games that you were like poised to win it.
Yeah, at this point, I'm tired.
It's just some way. Because I feel like
Even Ian Wright. Ian Wright was tweeting about it, that poor game management by South Africa.
Seriously. So poor. Because you've done everything right. And this is like the little things.
Things that are always making you lose or draw. Every single time. They should stop that, really. But then there to their group is wide open. At this point, which group is not wide open? So now, because Sweden, they know that Sweden has qualified. They've won their 2 games. Italy has 3 points. South Africa has 1 point. Argentina has 1 point. Now, Argentina will be able to move up ahead if they're able to score. I think they just need to score Sweden like 2 goals. They'll get 4 points and they'll go up ahead of South Africa. South Africa must beat Italy at least by 2 goals. What am I doing maths for countries that...
I don't even know.
Anyway, so South Africa will be playing Italy in their last game and Sweden will be playing Argentina in their last game. May the best team win and qualify at this point. Because if you don't want to win and go, me that I'm sitting in my house watching people, I can't do anything.
Honestly, it's like in this World Cup,
South Africa has broken my heart one too many times. You started so well like this Sweden, and in their final minute, you made them come and take the lead. And against Argentina, too, in 5 minutes, you were considered 2 goals. Why?
You know, in this World Cup, I think the lesson, one important lesson that teams should take away from this is that the littlest thing can undo you
quickly,
terribly.
Whether it's a yellow card or a change of play or loss of concentration, whatever it is, it makes you lose.
Or a badly timed tackle or a tackle that like you should not even be a foul in that is not place, even exactly. Given away.
That would be your undoing. So, England beats Denmark 1-0. Now a win from a Lauren James strike. See, Lauren James go away. If I got I'll frame it.
You frame what? The video?
I'll frame the way she dropped her shoulder and took the shot.
How do you frame? So what, you just have that whole video sequence in pictures or what?
Yes. In pictures, like just see. So if you're a Chelsea fan, right, and you watch Chelsea games, and you saw Lauren James 10, you knew she was going to shoot. The commentator was saying maybe she's going to pass. I'll say in my head, no, she's going to shoot. She's going to shoot, Lauren James. The way when she turned and she saw the space, like, I go. I shouted go even before it was a goal. Because me, I knew it was a goal. That is how much belief we have in Lauren James. Because, nah. But England too. Another thing you have to be very careful of. 70th minute today, the pressure was on them. The pressure started to build. Yeah, I mean, yeah, Kira Rush got injured, had to be changed. Information that I've read is that she doesn't have an ACL injury, thankfully, but she's fine. But she will miss their last game. Because she felt that she did this to the touchline. And what we could tell from her mouth is like, she's done her knee. And they were all the players were really, they were trying to get her off. She said, nah, they should just come and carry her off them. And they actually pulled her off the stretcher. So at least it's good news that she's not injured. But I also think that also affected their play. Even though the substitute Combs did well, but I just think there was a little dip in the control in the midfield. So Denmark, England, your last game. Be careful of Haiti. That's all I have to tell you. Now, China versus Haiti. This is a game that I think that it was refereed poorly. And I'm not the only one who thinks that way. Because if you look at the penalty they took for China, and the two penalties in the dying minutes that BL didn't even check for Haiti, it was terrible. It was heartbreaking. Haiti did everything right, honestly, because even in the first half, China had a red card from like a very late tackle. Her start actually went into the player's knee, which I don't even think initially the ref saw it. So where I came in, but yeah, I think it's when we are also not a very experienced team in the World Cup, these are the little things that can undo you. Because that game, honestly, see, Haiti hit the post. There was a ball we actually thought had entered the pool and the keeper took the ball out. Like, sometimes it's just not your day. No matter what you do, you just need to do it. So Haiti lost by one goal to nil. So Haiti will be playing England. That is the plenty permutations we're talking about in the first. Trust me, you don't even want to know how the permutation works. But Haiti will be playing England and Denmark will be playing. Haiti will be playing Denmark and England will be playing China. So they made their best team in, because I think that group is also technically wide open. If we take England
which I think is very surprising, because I mean, coming into the tournament, I was not counting Haiti to make any, honestly. I mean, yeah, that's because I haven't watched them.
We've not watched them here. We didn't watch them play a show.
And I don't know which kind of players they have or anything. I was like completely blind to who they are, how they play, who their players are, etc. So just based off of the fact that they are like a low ranked team and all of those things, I wasn't banking on them to put up any like challenging performance or anything like that. Even same for, I think for almost all of the debutants, that was my mindset about them. But
I think it's because we didn't watch any of their friendlies. But one thing I noticed about the Haiti team is in the second half they brought Dumoni out back on. I was telling you that in the first half they said she had picked up a knock, so she didn't start the game.
And then
they brought her in the second half. Irama, the players changed, the energy changed. Like one player, it takes is one player. They were playing so well, defending so well. It got to a point where even in China's half, like the ball wasn't coming out. That is how good Haiti did play. But I mean, I'm really impressed with Haiti. I'm impressed. I think all the debutants, I'm actually impressed by how well they've played. Honestly, they've really impressed us anyway. So I mean, Haiti's also yet to score. I think they will get a goal.
I honestly think
they'll get a goal. So and this was a game I didn't see the score coming. Sweden beat Italy 5-0.
Honestly, how the Italy Argentina match was going, like that game was literally end to end stuff, and it was like so flowing and all of that. So I was surprised. Wait, was that the one that was flowing, or that was the Germany one? Anyway,
no, it was the It was there.
It was that one too, yeah.
Yeah, the game really like was flowing. It was really, really flowing.
I was surprised. So surprised.
I mean, I didn't know what happened to the team, but whatever it was, they need to fix it up. Because also their group is also wide open. So yeah. Sweden beat them 5-5. Elicet scored 2 goals. Rofo scored 1 goal. Blackstenius definitely scored 1 goal. She doesn't score full score. And Blomqvist also scored 1 goal. And to cap it off, that day they played Italy was Aslani's birthday.
Oh. So
it was a very beautiful way to celebrate her birthday. Yes, so yeah. That was also a very interesting. Me, I didn't see the score coming. I was expecting like a serious draw, like or like a narrow win. Not five. Anyways, so France and Brazil. Irama, I'm leaving this game for you because you were sad after this game.
I was sad because Malta. Because yeah, I wanted Brazil to win. Because this is Malta's last World Cup. So how can they go to retire without, I mean, it's like an injustice, I feel like, to Malta, that she has not been able to win the World Cup with Brazil. And it's not like the Brazilian team or the Brazilian teams have been, but like the Brazilian team, I don't know, just
what's the thing
holding them back. Because you have the players, your style of football is like so nice, entertaining. Like, so what is it?
They have everything.
They must be lacking something because clearly they don't have everything.
Well, I don't even know what the something is.
So I was just like, just looking at how France has not, compared to 2019 France, 2023 France is like, there's so much that is left to be desired from.
This performance, I don't know if it's because of it's Brazil. So like they were trying to show out or something. Because me, I don't understand. Maybe. The way they played against Jamaica.
If we don't step up, these Brazilians are just coming to kill us. Maybe that was also their mindset.
Yes, but I also think that I think Pia should have started Mata. I get that. You are trying to get her to read a game from the bench and stuff like that. But the time she brought Mata on.
I mean, for the starting, I don't think I have any problem with her not starting Mata. But the thing is, if you want to bring her on like substantially early in the second half or something, unless maybe she's nursing a soft injury or something. But
I think she'd have brought her immediately they equalized.
Or something. It's not 85 minutes and then you're now bringing somebody. What do you want the person to do in 5 minutes? I didn't even see her touch
that. I didn't see her. I thought it was just because I also didn't see her. I didn't see her till the game was over and then they brought her face on the screen. I'm like, ooh, so what?
What do you want us to do in 5 minutes? The French people are holding on to the ball.
Anyway, and I also don't understand why she made changes to the lineup. I also didn't understand. Because in the first game, we saw Zanaretto, Borges, Debinha, Luana, like they had really connected in the midfield, like midfield into the striking. But then she brought Jesse in and it changed. I don't know. I just think something wasn't working for them over there. I don't know what the issue is at this point. So,
honestly, Brasilia.
I don't know what is going on because, I mean, when PR came, they were doing well. They've been playing well. I mean, they've won like 8 of the 9 Copa America Feminis. So, like, what is it? Why can't we translate that into the World Cup? You have been at the World Cup how many times?
I was going to say something, but that would be like a very Ghanaian mentality. I don't want to say. I don't want to say it.
Don't worry, you tell me later. Because with this thing, I don't know what is happening. I don't know what is happening to Brazil. I really don't know what is happening to Brazil.
Also, Elisa, but really any Ghanaian listening can probably know where my mind is going.
I don't know what is happening to Brazil. But I mean, they will be playing Jamaica. Who are they playing? Brazil will be playing Jamaica. And now, the funny thing about this game is all Jamaica needs is a draw. all they need is a draw to qualify.
And because Panama has, they can get the draw.
Oh yeah, and Khadija will be back. Khadija Shaw will be back.
Oh, she's coming.
Because she had two yellows to get a red card, so she'll be back.
She's coming to score goals.
Panama has lost two games, so they are playing France. I don't think France will allow Panama to beat them.
No.
Brazil needs to win against Jamaica. This is why I have mixed feelings. Because I really do want Brazil to go ahead, but I also want Jamaica to go ahead. But I can't have the two. So, I mean, may the best team win at this point. I think Mata needs to at least... I mean, the team needs to go forward. Are they going to let her down at this point? Because clearly, she's not the only star player who has had to come from bench or even miss certain games in this World Cup. Like Sam Kerr, Australia. She hasn't played two games. And they also have to beat... they have their work cut out for them. I saw a video, she said she's fit for the game, but they're not going to tell us how exactly she's going to be used, what. Mm-hmm. But if people lose...
You'll hear them.
If people lose, we're benching you for the real reason or for fake reasons have helped anyways. When they get to that bridge, they will cross it. Me, I'll be watching. So, yeah. France beat. Also, but let's. France played better than they played against Jamaica. That is something we have to. And Hervé Renard also made certain changes that helped. When I was watching the game, I don't know if I was telling, but I was telling you that he had to take two people out in the first game, and he did sub them. But in this game, he didn't start them at all, and I think it helped.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think the two changes also helped France in a way. But then, what a way for Renard to make a point. This is because I think you were telling me
that.
No, somebody actually. Is it that you were telling me or somebody tweeted that? Imagine if their former coach, Diaki, hadn't been sacked. Like, Le Sommet and Renard wouldn't have been at the World Cup. And these are the two people that scored to give them that win against Brazil. So, I mean, I think we need to. Somebody said need to put respect on players.
Well, because
players have a big influence.
I also think that maybe someone else, they could have also had other goal scorers. I mean, other goal scorers, so someone else could have scored those goals.
Oh yeah, I mean that is not dispute. It's not
because
to dispute.
The thing with Diak, have I pronounced her name well? Me, I don't know.
Me, do I know? Well, you should be telling me.
It's because I mean. In as yes, the team, what do you call it? The team spirits and the culture and all of that, yes, terrible. But you cannot take away from her the fact that she's also a good coach.
Oh yeah, definitely. She is.
You cannot take away, you know, the kind of football and the
France
and whatever that France
have played. Yeah, definitely.
So
it's just
I don't use the word unfortunate, but I mean you cannot also risk players' health and well-being, all of that, under a coach that doesn't enforce like a good environment just
for the players to succeed.
Yes.
But yeah, but I think one thing about the France team is that, let's be honest, Renard is the backbone of the French team. Let's be honest. Renard is everywhere. Like, she's everywhere. She's talking to the keeper, she's talking to the players, like everybody. She keeps everybody in line, everybody in check.
And she's a good leader.
Honestly, leader. I've not seen anybody do that as well or as much as she does it, honestly. So, but yes, that is just by the way. I mean, I'm happy she scored, because I was telling my brother or something that when the Renard is like a defender that waits for a corner and come and score and go back
exactly.
And
win. Yes,
I was like, yeah. And he watched the game, was like, hey, the girl you're telling me like she scored. I was like, yeah, that is what she does. Just get a corner, she will come. come and do something, score or get another corner, penalty something.
I mean, if you get like five corners, you can be sure that at least one of them can score.
Yeah, definitely. That's yes. I think I really think she's the backbone of the team, and I'm glad she's at the World Cup, because I think we'd have missed them. Such a performance from her anyway.
But I think they miss Amandine Henry.
Yeah.
A little bit. Or
yeah, definitely, more, definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
Especially in their first game.
Yeah.
Because I think there are certain chances that she would have converted to a goal anyway. So, yeah. So, Jamaica won their first ever World Cup game by beating Panama 1-0. Now, you see, this Jamaica game, the back day, Alison Swaby, Chantel Swaby, those people at the back of the back. See, Panama could just not find a way. You've crossed the ball, Alison Swaby's leg. Somebody will come and head the ball from there. Somebody's using the chest. They are lying on the floor to block. See, the players have suffered. See, the players at the back there. And one day they kept putting the camera to Khadija Shaw. She was in a stance with, I think, one of the management people. They were sitting there. It was like every small time they were, see, their players are bruised. Their shots they've used their body to take. And even this Alison Swaby's goal was like from a corner.
Mm.
And she was mad, but she's tall. And she really used her height to advantage. And the keeper realized that the ball was behind the back of the back. But aside that, I think it was an evenly matched game. The ref allowed the game to flow for most of the 90 minutes. And I like the fact that you can actually tell that teams have really developed. Like the passing, the dribbling, the one-on-ones. Like teams have really evolved. They've developed like in a good way. And so yeah, Jamaica needs is a draw against Brazil. And Brazil will be going. Now, it is left for Jamaica and Brazil to decide their fate at this point. Me, I'll be watching from my house. That's the last round games for the second match day two was South Korea, Morocco, and Germany, Colombia. Morocco has also had their first World Cup win as a debutant team. So I think they and Philippines and some other teams, if I'm not wrong.
Jamaica.
So yeah. No, this is not Jamaica's first World Cup.
Oh, you mean first World Cup? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, like really. They're debutants, yeah. So I think it's Philippines, right? I think Morocco. It's Philippines and Morocco.
No, Haiti.
Haiti haven't won.
Oh, you mean those that have won?
Yeah. I think it's so far it's Philippines and Philippines Morocco. And Morocco, yes, right now. That have won their game. So yes, Morocco beat South Korea by 1-0. Now the South Korean team, I honestly don't know what is happening.
Wait, let's do the Germany Colombia one. So that's the last one of the last match of the second round, because no.
Okay. Yeah, Morocco. Sorry. Yes, they're Morocco in the same group. Right. Those are the last round of games.
Okay.
So Morocco.
For some reason, I heard Norway, Philippines.
Morocco took the lead in the 6th minute from a header from Girardi. I mean, I think that's when the game started. Morocco was pressing, and I mistook Morocco to wear the red, and South Korea to wear the white, because in the first game they were wearing red. Uh-huh. So when the goal came and then they were jubilating, I saw Kaja Not. I was like, wait though, it's Morocco that has scored. I was like, yeah, Morocco has scored. And I was jumping. I realized that it was too early in the morning to be shouting. And then I sat down and I kept quiet. But South Korea tried. But Morocco had bodies. Had bodies in the box. And they also had other chances. But yeah, Morocco win their first game. South Korea now, if I'm not wrong, if South Korea beats Germany, they might qualify. Now it's just a matter of goals. It is just a matter of goals. That group is also, because The commentator was saying that if South Korea will still have a chance if Germany loses or if Germany draws. So now, no, like actually, no, if Germany loses. So now they are playing, Germany will be playing South Korea. So, but I don't think Germany also lets South Korea score. By the way, it is their fate to decide. Me, I'll be watching from the house. Colombia have stunned the world. Not just Germany. They have stunned the world by beating Germany 2-1. When the game started, Irama. Physical. And today, I think the ref did well. Like, aside the hard tackles, and she let the game flow. She was, I think she told herself that if you are going to play hard, then play hard.
Yeah.
Because, like, the first 6 minutes, body to body, And then I was like, but Germany, this intensity, I get that, like, it's a top tier team, but this is this same Colombia that was playing the Republic of Ireland in a friendly. And the Ireland people said, don't play again after 20 minutes. That was too physical. So I was saying, are they sure they can be this physical with? No, because, see, and the same thing I was saying about Colombia, you can't seem to get the ball off their feet. Like, at one time, like, it's not working. Colombia really played very beautiful football today. Linda Caicedo again in the 52nd minute, because first half, goalless. That's her goal. If you haven't watched it, go and watch it. Prepare to open your mouth. That's all I have to say.
I couldn't watch it because
yeah, you said the internet was nothing.
I don't know if it was my internet or it was the DSTV. It was messing up. Like 5 or 10 minutes, it should just go off. And so
sorry, the highlights are up. You go and watch the highlights and see.
Yeah,
some beautiful footwork to divide the Germany defenders. She put one here, put one here, and cut back. Nah, see, this, like, right now I have 2 goals that I have, like, if I get out frame, 2 goals. This guy say those goals, and Lauren James goal, because honestly, it was just master. When she scored, she ran, you see, they put a barricade of a spot, but there's space into the stands. She ran to that side and was shaking her hands, and then the stadium even erupted them all. So, and then they were dancing. You know, the Colombians there. They'll shake their waist for you, right? And then they conceded a penalty on the 89th minute. And Pop definitely scored. I mean, she put, do you know where she put the ball? Right down the middle. Right down the.
So the keeper right went the like either left
the keeper,
or right.
The keeper went right. She went right. And she put it right down the middle. And but even before, if you busy, I think Pop is who she is. It was before the penalty. Like, there was chaos, a little chaos around the 18-yard box, like, where the players were standing. And it just kept going. So, like, increased pressure on her. She didn't move. She was standing at the same place. The whole 3 minutes that the ref was trying to get the players to behave, she was just standing there straight. And then they blew the whistle right down the middle. She's who she is. That composure, nah, you don't get it from a lot of players anyway. But Colombia upset Germany in the last minute. Like, literally. When I say literally in the last minute, because it was from a corner. She was on mark. Vanegas was on mark. And then she headed it. And I think the keeper could have done more. But when you watch the replays from the cameras behind the pole, you see that the defender was blocking her view a bit. So the defender moved. Before the keeper could do anything, the ball had already bounced in front of her. Then Germany were on the attack. And then Sarah Bali, she's a Colombia defender. She got sandwiched between 2 players. But I think she had the land, one player hit her neck a bit too hard. It's just on the floor. And then I think that was it, because when they took her off, they didn't even play more than 2 minutes, and then the game ended. Like, that was it. And Germany could not believe what had happened. Even Colombia could not believe what had happened, because it had happened. 2 goals. And then one thing I liked, like, before they took the their life scene is Pop went to look for Kaisedo and was waggling her finger at her, and then they hugged each other and then they were talking. It's a pretty beautiful thing to see. But this is a fun fact. You know that the Colombia, their head coach had is serving like a 2-match ban or like a 3-match ban.
Oh, really?
He's been in the stands since they started the World Cup.
Ah, really? Why?
The young guy there is the assistant coach. I think the Copa America Femini, the final, I think he had a red card. It was Colombia versus Brazil or something. He had a red card. I mean, that is their qualifier into the World Cup, I think.
Yes. So
he had a red card. But I don't know if it's within the game or he did something. But he has like two, I didn't hear the commentator, I think he has 2-match or 3-match ban. So he's been in the stand too, the whole time. And it's this young assistant coach who is handling. But I noticed that they communicate a lot with him. When
of course.
When Caicedo went down, like when she fell again, they're telling us that it happened during training. But they said there's nothing wrong with him, might be stressed. Then they sent the camera to him. Then he was on his phone. Then they were talking. Then he said something. Then they waited. So like 5 minutes later, they took care of. But I mean, I'm really happy for the coach because, I mean, it wasn't in the plan, but he's doing well. He's doing well. And he's running along his box there. that coach is... He's really enjoying, honestly, because this is it. I mean, an opportunity has fallen for him, and his players are really, really doing well, you know. So, yeah. And then he's called Angelo Massiglia. Young man, right? He's running. He'll be running and he'll be jumping when there's a foul. And then the ref doesn't take it. He'll be he has too much energy. He has too much energy. But I mean, Colombia really, I think this World Cup is really living it up. Like we were saying. Because this World Cup is not about underdogs are definitely losing or anything. Exactly. Underdogs are making a statement. They are not exactly underdogs anymore. I'm really, 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 really impressed with this Colombian team. And I really hope Sarabali will be fine. When they're taking out, they're talking about a concussion or something like that. But I hope it's nothing too serious. And hopefully she will be back for their game against Morocco, because that's the game. She's the reason why Germany didn't score from the normal play. Certain boss, you know, that, I've given her 2 pass, her leg is there.
Yeah.
Or her back is blocking the shot. Or she's heading the ball away. She's really, really played today. Another player who actually impressed me today is Ramirez.
Yes.
She is
strong. I agree. She's something else.
She is strong. The way she takes on the defenders and allows her, like, she's taking them on waiting for her players to come, you see. And she really does well. If no one is coming, she will send the ball back, you see. And I'm really impressed with that. So back to Group A. Group A has been decided, that we're seeing Norway that have been goalless since the start of the World Cup, decided that today was the day they would show up. And they scored Philippines not one, not two, but six. Six goals with Roman Haag having a hat-trick.
Yeah,
I think it's like the second hat-trick. Like the second hat-trick of the competition here. It's like the second hat-trick of the competition. See, this Norway side was not the Norway side I watched against New Zealand, nor whoever they drew at, like Switzerland. No, it wasn't this Norway that we saw. And the commentator was talking about how Graham Hansen had been dropped in the second game, the draw against Switzerland.
Yeah.
And how he had come on that shot. Hey, cross. Shot. She even got a goal. She, like, a strike. Like, I think her goal was also outside the 18. She did well. So, Norway's back, my people. Norway say they are back. They beat Philippines by 6-0. So, Philippines is out. And Switzerland and New Zealand drew. And New Zealand host nation, even though they are home, they are out. So they are going home, like to their respective houses.
Yeah, in Israel.
They are going to their respective houses. Yeah, so New Zealand needed a win.
Unfortunate for them.
Yeah, New Zealand needed a win against Switzerland to qualify. Match day 3 has begun. Tomorrow we have Japan, Spain, Costa Rica, Zambia, all at 7 a.m. Ghana time. Nigeria, Republic of Ireland, Canada, Australia at 10 a.m. Then that will be it for. So I think because it's the final games, they'll be playing 2 games at each time anyway. You're watching on DSTV.
Yeah.
Watch on DSTV. You can watch the games on the La Liga channel and 225. I think 225 is at the La Liga channel because now the 228, they are doing the Netball World Cup day. So they've sacked us to another station. They've sacked us. So if you're watching on the 225, I think La Liga is 224. Yeah, you can watch, you get to watch the games by this. Right now, Switzerland, Norway, and Japan, Spain are waiting for the rest of the people to come. Come to the round of 16. Let's play knockout football. I said they are coming. Any predictions? Did any of your predictions turn out?
I didn't predict anything because I started predicting, but the predictions were showing me shaggy. And because I was not able to watch, in fact, this week has been quite tight for me. So I've not been able to watch a whole lot of the matches. So I also didn't do any predictions or do my daily fancy and all of that. But the predictions, I've given up for now. Maybe when we get into the knockout stages, because
the knockout stages,
some of the predictions, I'm totally off and I don't like losing. So the fact that I'm getting 0 points, 5 points, 0 points, 5 points, I don't like it. So I've stopped.
Oh, yeah, I've been getting 0 and 5. But I think for when I got 10, I was surprised. I said, hey, what did I pass?
I wouldn't have predicted that Norway will score 6.
Okay, actually, the Denmark-England game, I predicted 2-1 in favor of England. But I got 15 points because, number one, correct outcome. And then correct goal difference. That is the highest I've gone. That is the highest I've gone.
So I've given up on the predictions in the other one for now. Maybe when we get into the knockout stages, then continue.
Anyway, so yeah, guys. So we'll be back when the last round of group matches are over and we'll be going to the knockout stages. So be sure to let us know how your predictions are going. We have passed left. Our predictions have gone left. We've totally missed out. So yeah. Catch you guys on another episode. Peace.